I turned 37 this year. 37 years old, man. That's not, no. Don't, that's not a fucking birthday. Shame on you for applauding that. That's not a birthday. People are like, what did you do for 37th birthday? Nothing. That's not special. There's only about 20 birthdays you should be allowed to celebrate. And the others, you're wasting cake and paper. You're wasting cake. Did you not see the Al Gore movie? We need to conserve cake and paper. We are running out. Here are the 20 you can celebrate. These are the ones you get to have a party, okay? 1 through 9, you get a birthday. Because you're a little kid. A little kid gets a birthday. 10, you get a birthday. Because now you're in the double digits. Something's different, all right? 11 and 12, no birthday. That's not special. I'm 12, great, go to school. Who gives a shit? I'm not wrapping something up for 12. 13, you get a birthday. Because now you're a teenager. Something's different now. 14, 15, no birthday. No birthday. I can make a learner's permit. Who gives a shit? Don't care. 16, you get a birthday. Because now you can drive. The laws have changed. 17, no birthday. 18, awesome birthday. Because you can buy a gun and you can vote. In fact, you should celebrate that one by shooting a hole through a ballot. That's how you should just... Yeah, Prop 31. When you're 19, you get a birthday because it's your last year as a teenager. Oh, it's kind of wistful. That's kind of wistful. Yes, 41-year-old guys don't want to fuck you anymore, ladies. It's all downhill. Marry a guy with a yacht. When you're 20, you get a birthday. Anytime you enter a new set of 10s, 20, 30, 40, 50, you get a birthday. 21, you get an awesome birthday, and then that's it. A birthday every 10 years. I'm 26, great, go to work, who gives a shit? Shut the fuck up. 50, 60, 70, 80, until you hit 90. If you can make it to 90, starting at 90, every year, one law no longer applies to you. That's your incentive to take care of yourself. Now, it starts off small. When you turn 90, you can legally litter. You can just crumble up a cheeseburger wrapper, drop it in front of a cop. Hey, guess what today is? Give me a kiss. When you turn 95, you can legally steal anything. You can't load it into a car or a truck. Anything you can pick up with your bare hands and get back into your house is your property. And if you own something and a 95-year-old can get it away from you, it really didn't belong to you, did it? Nope, never did. That goes for your kids, too. Hey, where's your 4-year-old? Some 95-year-old ran into his house with him. Well, let that guy raise him. He's full of wisdom and he's spry. Then, you can make it to 100. You can legally commit murder. You can murder anyone. You cannot shoot them, stab them, or poison them. Anyone you can strangle or pummel to death with your bare hands, no jury can convict you. That's how we weed out the weak people. If you can't stop a 100-year-old from strangling you, fuck you, you should be dead. You should be fucking dead. Would any of you get up and run outside if you heard, help me, a 100-year-old woman is punching me to death? You'd be like, fuck that guy, good. Species just got stronger. Then, from 100 to 119, 19 years of legal murder. Pummel, strangle anyone you want until you make it to 120. If you can make it to 120, guess what? You're the president. We swear you in, and no matter what comes out of your senile fucking skull is the law. And honestly, right now, if there were a 120-year-old in the White House just sitting in a wading pool of his own poop with a pirate hat on, Just going, starting today, everybody has to put 4 cans of ravioli in their pants. Would things be any worse than they are right now? Would they be any fucking worse if that guy would just, yeah. Starting today, everybody has to marry a pelican. You heard the president, son. At least you're not in the desert dying on a fucking lie. God bless our president. Give your new mom a fish and let's go to the White House and give thanks.